This palm branch.
Sure, break one down for me too.
Hooray! Hosanna! Welcome to the Son of David.
What's going on? Why are all the people shouting? Why are you breaking down the palm trees? Who is it that's coming?
It's Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth. See? Riding up the street on a donkey. Hooray! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
People are going crazy. They're putting their coats on the roadway for the donkey to walk on. What's so special about this man Jesus?
He's the one who brought Lazarus back to life. A few days ago, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus lives. When he got there, he found that Lazarus had died 4 days before. Jesus went to the grave and commanded Lazarus to come to life again. And he did. I was there. I saw it happen. Is it any wonder we believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Hosanna! Welcome to Son of David!
The Pharisees don't look too pleased about this.
No, they wouldn't be. They don't believe that Jesus is the promised one. They'll do everything they can to stop him.
Look, they're speaking to Jesus. By the way they're waving their arms about, I'd say they're telling him to stop the crowd from shouting.
I don't think he took much notice of them. Look, they're leaving. Hooray! Hosanna!
Is your wife coming back? She was near them. She may have heard what Jesus said.
They told him to stop the people shouting. Jesus said that if the people stopped, then the stones by the roadway would start shouting instead.
No wonder they went away in disgust.
Come on, the crowd is moving into the city. We don't want to be left behind. Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Jesus has stopped. Something's upset him. Look, he's crying.
What can it mean? Listen, he's saying something.
Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if only you could see what I have come to do for you. But you don't understand what real peace means. Because you haven't recognized the time when God came to save you, your enemies will destroy you. You will be besieged and captured and completely destroyed.
Jesus rode on with his eyes filled with tears. Less than 50 years later, his words came true. The Jews attempted to rebel against the powerful Roman Empire, but their cause was hopeless. Titus, the Roman general, besieged Jerusalem and captured it. Most of the people who lived there were killed, and the temple was burned down and the city destroyed.
Is it any wonder that Jesus wept when he knew that this terrible thing was going to happen?